major setback today in Corinus's census when a citizen thoughtlessly asked an official counter how old he was while he was counting.
The counter answered 49, then restarted his count at 50, forcing him to start over. It is estimated this could set the census back a week.
When will the people come to their senses when it comes to this census?
In other news, roads in and out of Bethlehem are clogged tonight with people coming and going from the census.
The backup is more than 3,500 cubits.
We've got to go see that for ourselves. We might get an exclusive.
An exclusive? I'm usually the exclusive. I've got to get in on that.
Ariel, it's almost showtime and half the audience still isn't here.
There's a huge backup outside of town. Traffic isn't even moving. People are getting off their donkeys and walking.
How could this night get any worse?
Are either of you the stage manager, Ariel?
I am. Can I help you?
I've got good news and bad news. Which would you like first?
The good news, of course.
I've been walking for hours, and the good news is I made it.
Well, congratulations. What's the bad news?
The bad news is King David's artifacts won't.
What? No way!
Are you kidding?
Ariel, what's going on?
Our worst nightmare. King David's sword, throne, and harp won't make it for the show.
Their crate is too heavy to carry, and we can't get the cart through the traffic. But I walked all the way here to make sure you knew. Ooh, were my donkeys honking.
Well, thank you, sir.
What are we going to do? Can the show go on without them?
Oh, I don't think so. I don't know. So much of our show hinges on those three artifacts.
Oh no, the artifacts aren't coming?
No, they're stuck in the traffic jam.
Oh, we saw the backup. Something happened in the sky.
We've been drinking the tea, brah. No cap, I've been shook. I'm no stand man. Me and God are tight.
She says the sky was incredible. I've been quite shaken by recent events, and this is no lie. I'm not an overzealous fan. God and I have a close relationship.
She said that?
Straight up.
We found what caused the backup. It was right over the shepherd's fields. It was both amazing and terrifying.
What is going on around here?
What do you mean?
Well, right now, about a dozen shepherds are running all through the town looking for the Messiah in a manger in a stable.
Welcome to Bethlehem on a Saturday night.
These shepherds say they just saw angels announcing the birth of the Messiah. The angels said a Savior was born tonight in the city of David.
Come with us, we'll show you.
Yes! Yes!
Oh my goodness, Coda. What a fabulous publicity stunt. Brilliant. Bethlehem will be all the buzz for this.
This isn't a publicity stunt.
Oh, don't let your imagination run away with you, sweetie. I know how you creative types are.
How are we?
Imaginative. Angels talking to shepherds, messiahs in stables. I mean, why would God talk to shepherds when he could talk to priests?
Well, I'm gonna have to fact check this with my PR department.
And frankly, shepherds have a peculiar aroma about them, if you know what I mean. You can smell them coming a mile away.
Won't you even consider what they saw?
I just can't believe a common shepherd.
You don't want to believe a shepherd? Can you believe an angel?